But right now.
Yeah.
Let's start with this. That's right. Time for Second Chance Romance, where we go looking for love in all the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
Wook and Peneb. Who do we have today, Holly D. Roberts?
We are starting with Olivia this morning.
All right.
Hi, Olivia.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hi, girl.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I appreciate your trying to help me.
No. We appreciate you trusting us with this.
Yeah.
So you know the drill. I know Holly spoke with you. So, Olivia, tell us about your date with Joe.
So we met on Bumble. Okay. And, like, he's a really nice guy. So I was, like, really happy that he asked me out. And we went to Stanley's in Northeast Minneapolis.
Okay.
Oh, yum. I love that place.
Yeah.
So we just had some, like, beer and wings. But, I mean, I don't know. I really thought we hit it off. And, like, we have, like, a lot in common. And he's really easy to talk to. And he's a great kisser.
Oh,
you went right there, girl. Whoa. Okay, I love it.
Tell us more.
Yeah.
So after we had like a few beers, I asked him to come to my apartment, and he did. And we had some fun. We had like a pretty good makeout sesh on my couch.
Oh, okay.
Wow, girl, I'm loving you. You are just like going right to it. I love it.
How was that? I know you said good, but
Yeah, it was good. I don't know. So at one point I asked him if he was still like hungry. Cause I don't drink beer a lot. So I was kind of feeling like lightheaded. And so I was like, oh, I need a snack. And so I was like, you know, obviously what's good after drinking? Ramen.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Some ramen, and it was perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I don't know. I thought he might stay the night, honestly. But instead, he said he had to get going and that we could hang out another time. And he hugged me and he left. And, like, he texted me when he got home okay. Like, you know, that he got home okay, but I haven't heard anything, like, since. And he hasn't answered. He's been answering my text, asking when, you know, we'd see each other again. So, I don't know.
Well, I always ask this question. Do you think at any period you guys got into the friend zone?
I mean, I don't think so. Not that it didn't seem like that to me, you know, because we were making out and then, I don't know, I made us food and we didn't really feel like it crossed like a weird territory, I guess.
Or nothing weird happened, like, during the makeout session?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, is your place funk?
No, nothing. No.
Go right to it, girl.
We're trying to figure this out.
You got stains on your carpet.
No, I really don't.
Y'all go nuts?
What Lex means to say is, were you on Hoarder season 3?
Yeah. Any pancake cats, Olivia?
Where?
Okay.
Like, I don't have any weird collections or anything. Like, I just had my apartment cleaned. It's kind of small, but I mean, it's like cute. It's cozy.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I don't know. Everything seemed like it was going great or like could go in a good direction, but.
Yeah. You know, and you thought that
he just ghosted me.
Sure. Because you thought the direction was, you know, possibly towards the bedroom and now we're here.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to try to help you. And try is the operative word. We no longer can give money back guarantees on this. So
hopefully find some answers. Yeah.
We're going to at least, thank you, Lex. That's right. What Lex said. We're going to try to get you at least an answer. So what's going to happen now, Olivia? We're going to put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear everything. Joe is on hold, but he's hearing hold music. Lovely John Cicada, the best of the essential John Cicada from Apple Music playlist.
I don't want to
There we go. So we're going to talk to him. He only thinks that he was nominated by a friend or family member to be part of a dating segment, and he volunteered and he agreed. So he doesn't know it's about you. So hold on a minute. He's heard nothing.
Okay.
Hold on.
Ooh.
Okay. I don't feel as bad about, what the hell day is this, Thursday?
Yeah.
I don't feel as bad about this one as I did
Tuesdays.
Yeah, so not as clenched.
Yeah.
I just feel like maybe he was just, I don't know. Why do I get like shy pooper?
Possibly.
Oh, that could be it.
Possibly.
I mean, beer, wings, ramen.
Ooh, yeah. That's quite the combo there.
I mean, it could. You might be onto something, Holly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go ahead and put up Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey. Hey. I sort of think you guys forgot about me.
Hey.
Nope. I'm sorry. We're rude that way. Yeah. This is set. Welcome to the show. You're live on the radio. I'm sure this is not what you normally do on a Thursday morning. So thank you for agreeing to this. You were nominated, I believe, by a friend. To be part of our dating segment. Aren't you excited, Joe?
Yeah. I'm wondering what's coming up. I'm bracing myself. Yeah,
so are we. Joe, this is the part we didn't tell you in the nomination. This is called Second Chance Romance, where people try to reunite with people that they went on a date with. And somebody wants to reunite with you.
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember Olivia?
Yes. I remember going out with Olivia. She's a sweetheart. She's cool.
Okay. Well, here's the deal, Joe. We're happy that you said that because we got the impression that nothing happened after the first date and Olivia really liked you.
You're ghosting her.
And ghosting her. So can we ask, and I mean this nicely, can we ask, was there a reason?
Yeah. Like I said, she's great. I just don't think we'd make it in the long run is all. I mean, I had a great time. She was a lot of fun. It was great to meet her. I think she's a good, great person. But I just don't think we could, it's like a long-term, I don't know, mainly, we're not on the same page health-wise, I guess, is the best way to put it, for lack of a better reason.
Health-wise, what do you mean?
Well, after we were hanging out, we went back to her place, you know, and it was, you know, we'd just been out drinking and stuff. So she said, oh, let's go back and just we'll munch out at my place. I got some ramen. I was like, oh, yeah, sure. You know, why not? I'm not usually into junk food and stuff like that, but that was okay. I figured, you know, late night snack. So we get there, she's in the kitchen cooking stuff up, and so I wanted to help out. I looked into her fridge, and it was like, I think she only shops at the dollar store. Like, it was all just, you know, chips and, you know, snacks and, like, nothing healthy. No vegetables. I mean, it's just all canned soup and junk food. I mean, it's not terrible. I mean, each their own, but I don't know. I just couldn't stop thinking about it.
So that was a turnoff for you.
Well, yeah, for me, yeah. I mean, I know it may not seem like a big deal to everybody else, but to me.
Oh, no, I'm not judging. Yeah. We're just trying to get answers. That's all.
Yep.
Joe, here's what I'm going to tell you. We actually have Olivia on the other line, and please don't be mad. Again, she was very complimentary about you. She's heard everything. Holly, let's go ahead and put Olivia up. Hi, Olivia. You heard what Joe just said. What do you want to say?
Hi, Joe. When did you look at my fridge?
Sorry about that. I should have gotten back to you.
Yeah, it's rude of you.
Well, I mean, it was not like I was, you know, snooping in your medicine cabinet. I just, you know, looked in the fridge to grab some sauce. And you know, I don't know. I should have messaged you. I just, you know, didn't want to go out again. I mean, you're a great person. I just didn't think it clicked. I didn't know how to tell you, and I should have been better at that.
Yeah, you should have at least been upfront. But, like, I don't know. You were I don't know, you were eating like wings and ramen and you were happy about it. Like you had no complaints that night. So you can't be that healthy. I don't know why you're judging me.
Wings are, you know, that's chicken and ramen, you know, like a cheat once in a while, but
okay.
It's just kind of, I mean, like I said, it looked like you shop at the dollar store. That's going to be rough on the system long term.
All right. Well, okay. For the record, I eat fruits and veggies, but I don't feel like I need to like prove that to you or prove like, I don't, this is weird that that's like you're obsessed about that and you couldn't like say anything to me or anything.
I'm sorry. I know you could have fooled me. I mean, it's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, it just, I think you're a great person. It just didn't click for me and I didn't want to lead you on. Like, you know, I didn't want to stay overnight and then have it go even further than that and then just not know it's not going to go long term. That's what I'm looking for, is something long term. And
what?
Okay. All right, guys. Hey. Well, so part of this thing that we do is that we, you know, offer to pay for a second date if you're interested and, you know, if you're game for it. Mm-hmm. Are you?
You could get salads.
Yeah.
This didn't go like I thought. Like, I know I contacted you guys, but there's no way I want to go on a second date now.
Okay.
So enjoy all your healthy food.
That's cool. I get it.
And living,
that's my
Joe.
Bad, you know?
Oh.
All right, cool. Okay. That's all right.
Guys.
Well, just have a good, you know, have a good life. Don't have a heart attack.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Sorry. Oh, bye, bye. You have answers, Olivia.
Okay. Well, then.
Don't. Okay. Get your colonoscopy.
Hey.
We talked about hour one. Okay.
That's right.
Did he just say don't have a heart attack?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was his peace out. Peace. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, that
happened.
It could be a deal breaker, you know, if you're not really on the same page.
And let me just say, there is really, I love the Dollar General. There is no, they have a great snack chips
choices
at reasonable prices.
Oh, yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
Did they get fruit? Did they get fruit? What? Yeah.
No, not really.
Okay.
That's the problem. One of the problems with them.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Anywho.
Back at the ranch.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Well, second chance romance.
We didn't find it today, Jace.
This lovely turd of a segment. Tuesdays and Thursdays right here. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It is time for the Dirt Alert when we return.
Thank goodness. Hey, friends, Alexis for Rebath. Oh, have you had a sweet honey over and you're embarrassed to let them see your bathroom because it's stuck in the 70s or 80s and really hard to clean and just not looking great? Well, don't have that on your next date because you got to get Rebath in there. They'll do a wonderful job of designing a beautiful bathroom with all your needs, looking at your budget, your aesthetic, coming up with something very nice for you. And they'll get it done in 5 days or less. That's pretty great, especially that's for a complete bathroom redo. Maybe you need a tub to a shower or vice versa. They can get that done in a day or two. But if you're going for a complete re-gut, they can get it done in 5 days or less. Make sure you mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. So you and your sweet honey could have some fun in that Rebath bathroom. Do it for a lot of reasons. Check it out. Their showroom is in Apple Valley or go to rebath.com to have a designer come to.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
And looky here, we're back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It is the time of the day where we get edumacated on the happenings in Hollywood in the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Oh, you guys, lots of drama concerning Selling Sunset star Christine Quinn and her husband, Christian Richard.
Ooh.
He was arrested for domestic violence earlier this week on Tuesday afternoon. This, according to Page Six, they're reporting that LAPD officers responded to a call around 2 p.m. local time in the Hollywood Hills relating to a domestic dispute. Now, according to police, the suspect threw a bag containing a glass bottle at the victim, missed the victim, but hit the victim's child, causing injury. The child was seen by paramedics, but not transported to a hospital. And Page Six has the photographs of Richard being escorted away from his home in a robe and in handcuffs. Now, a separate source telling Page Six that the child, who they're saying was Christine Quinn's son, went to the emergency room via an ambulance from that scene later that day. Now, Christine left the house and rode in the ambulance with her son. That is what sources are reporting. And Christine Quinn has been married to Richard since 2019, and they have that two-year-old son who is named Christian as well.
Oh,
it's awful.
It's
awful.
Bad. It's really, really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Well, and then it gets worse because police officers returned to Christine Quinn's house last night after her husband, Christian, was released from custody. Now, more photos obtained by sources at Page Six show a police vehicle pulled outside the gate and that a police officer exited the vehicle, made his way up the road. And it's unclear why police made a visit to the home last night.
Not good.
No.
Not good at all.
No. So, hoping just a peaceful resolution to whatever is happening.
Yep. That's so. And good conditions for the kid. Forget the silly grown-ups.
Just oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah. Hope the kid is okay. So, thinking about the kid today. Mm-hmm. Let's move on from that. We were talking about Mattel making a theme park. Arizona, and lots of adaptations of all sorts of things. You knew it was probably going to come sooner or later. We're getting a big screen adaptation of The Sims video game.
We are.
Yeah. A computer game that launched in the early 2000s where you control and create an avatar. You control his personality, skills, relationship, going through daily life. And this is being co-produced by Margot Robbie's production company. Lucky chap. Yep.
In good hands.
Mm-hmm. The person who made Barbie into a billion-dollar major motion picture.
Mm. You know what? I'm not going to poo-poo it because I'm sure people poo-pooed the thought of a Barbie movie. Given the right concept, a Sims movie could be funny as hell. You know?
Yeah, it can be. And maybe they'll do kind of a back and forth of you're in the game, you're playing the game, you're the parents of the kids who are playing the game, who are in the game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Get real Inception here.
We don't have any timeline. I'm really meta.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and The Sims was something that I never played, but I watched people playing The Sims.
Yes.
So it was like you were watching your friend play an avatar version of themselves doing the laundry.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like me during the pandemic with Animal Crossing. That's the closest I got to any type of Sims type game.
Oh, right. Yeah.
When was the last time that you picked up Animal Crossing?
The last time I did, my island was overrun with bushes and weeds. I haven't been to my island in a very... And then the condo that Colin used to have when he lived on my island, and then I kicked him off my island and made him buy his own island. And then I turned his condo into an amusement park. That it's not a joke. That's hashtag very real.
Mm-hmm.
That has been condemned. I haven't been there so long. The amusement park has been closed for health violations.
Oh my goodness. All right. There are sanitation issues happening in Animal Crossing. Yeah. Hey, finally, there was a sold out screening of the 1995 movie Showgirls at the Academy Museum in Los Angeles. And, you know what? She has made peace with Showgirls. Elizabeth Berkley, who played Jesse Spano on Saved by the Bell, made an adult transition, so to speak, in that movie Showgirls. Mm-hmm. Incredibly panned at the time. Now it is a cult classic.
Embracing it.
Yeah, and you know what?
Do it!
Yeah, and she asked at the time, getting that role, do you think I could be nominated for an Oscar for this? Because she was like, every girl in Hollywood fought for this role. So it was not weird of me to ask.
Yeah.
Reader, listener, she did not win an Oscar or a nomination for Showgirls. But go watch it, because Versace, if you know, you know.
Yeah. Lean into the camp. Yeah. Make money off the camp. Faye Dunaway should have done that with Mommy Dearest, but that's a whole other topic.
Oh, yeah.
Girls Five Eva, next. Hey, everybody, it's Chase for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. If you're looking for something, look, we all know that Red Cow is amazing with burgers, award-winning burgers. But did you know they have great seafood as well? And a lot of you are looking for fish fries this time of year. Uh-huh, I'm talking to you. Well, Red Cow has it. First, let's talk seafood in general. Start with their peanut crispy shrimp appetizer. You know I love that. And then let's move to sandwiches. Their filet-er fish sandwich is the best. Most fish sandwiches are either cod or haddock. This is a beer-battered mahi. Oh my goodness, this is so good. American cheese, lettuce, and tartar sauce. I love that sandwich. And then fish and chips. If you don't want a Sammy, get their fish and chips. Beer-battered whitefish, the famous Red Cow sauce, and coleslaw, homemade coleslaw. So, burgers, fish, shrimp, run to Red this week. And meet me at Red Cow North Loop. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk and MyTalk1071.com. Always streaming there. Coming up tomorrow, it is weekly trivia face-off, everybody. Powered by Trivia Mafia. Check Trivia Mafia's socials for a event near you that just might feature our very own Holly Roberts. And Holly, do we know the theme for tomorrow and our enemies?
Well, the theme is women's history.
Mm. Oh.
And we have one enemy for you. Her name is Dawn.
Yeah.
And we are seeking the second TBG enemy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Should make B. Arthur do it.
I mean, look.
Yeah, let's ask.
Yeah, she's
I'm going to ask her right
she's
now.
She's a woman leader. She's
I mean, that'd be crazy. Okay. Hold on a minute.
She's a gal. Modern Lex gal on the go.
Lex, should I just call her?
Yeah, just call her up. What? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
So I'm calling her on myself, on my cellular phone.
So she can't hear us, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll just make it.
But we'll hear her. Yeah.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi, is this B. Arthur?
It is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the radio right now.
What can I do for you?
Wow, very to the point. It was like you're busy or something. Anyway, we are doing weekly trivia face off tomorrow, and it's about women, and you're a woman, okay. I guess. And was wondering, women's studies, right, Holly? Is that what it
is? Yeah, just women's history, because it's women's history. It's ladies' month.
Women's history, okay.
And you're a woman that has been in history. So, and you're older. We have Dawn McClain, but we're looking for another fabulous woman. And we called everybody else, and we thought we'd call you too.
Okay, that sounds just great. I couldn't be more honored.
Yay!
We're going to take that as a yes. Holly, she's booked. B, we'll have our people call your people.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, there we go.
The same people, Lex.
So we're saying that's a yes.
That's a yes.
Yeah. That's a yes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. There we go. Look at us live. Look at us live booking on the show.
That's right. Yeah.
Fantastic. It is time for a TV taste test. Here we go.
What is this, a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
TV Taste Test. Let's start with Holly. Girls Five Eva.
Yes. So Girls Five Eva was a show on Peacock. It ran for 2 seasons, and I watched it on Peacock because, believe it or not, I do have a subscription to that streaming service.
Yes.
I'm one of the 30 million. but then it got canceled. This was a sitcom, a 30-minute sitcom, one of the executive producers being Tina Fey, and it's about a girl group from the early 2000s called Girls Five Eva, and they reunite in middle age, and they give it another go.
Nice.
They're Girls Five Eva. Well, it was canceled over at Peacock, but Netflix did the nice thing that they tend to do on occasion, is they pick up something and they make new episodes of it. And that's what Netflix has done. Mm. Season 3 of Girls Five Eva dropped last week, and we've got 6 episodes in season 3. And this show's hilarious.
And is it good?
Yeah.
I can just imagine the shenanigans they get involved, especially with, you know, views of that they still got it, and now they've got different things, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, legitimate talent involved in here. Girls Five Eva, some of the members are Sarah Bareilles, and she also contributes to the songwriting of this show. Nice. Busy Phillips is in here as well. And this show, season 3, picks up. Girls Five Eva is playing in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh.
And they are concerned that they are only going to be playing in Fort Worth, Texas. And so what is the Girls Five Eva tour going to look like? And then they have the goal, the stretch goal that somebody booked them at in New York City. So how are the girls going to handle that? Are they going to make it to their big gig in New York City? You don't know. But that's the whole point. Now, this show is a parody. It's a satire in the vein. You know, Tina Fey's involved in it. So it does have tones of 30 Rock, the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, you know, her husband, Jeff Richmond, doing the music on this. So it has similar comedy beats. So if you're a fan of those shows, check this out. 30-minute little digestible nuggets of comedy. And I think if you were alive in the early 2000s and you were in the boy band, the girl group, all that kind of pop stuff, you're going to really appreciate this.
Girls Five Eva. Lex, I can't remember. Have you?
No,
did
I've
you
never.
Taste this?
Okay. But I usually love everything that Tina Fey does. So I'm definitely now with your recommendation, Holly. I will be checking it out.
Yeah, all right.
We need to start from the beginning, though, right?
Yeah, start from the beginning. Yeah. The first 2 seasons are only 8 episodes.
Nice.
And then this 3rd episode is down to 6. And all 6 episodes of season 3 are on Netflix. And I believe they have the first 2 as well.
Nice.
And where is this again? This is Netflix now.
This is now Netflix.
Wow, I'm so, it got an upgrade. You know what I mean?
It did.
No offense to Peacock. Offense to Peacock. Yeah,
more subscribers.
Exactly. Well, remember what Netflix did to Poops Creek.
Mm-hmm.
You know, elevating Suits. Exactly.
Which, by the way, the rumblings, I'm glad you brought up Poop Creek. Catherine O'Hara has been out being interviewed, and I'm sure it's going to continue now with Beetlejuice. She said again that they are all open, not just open. They all want to do a movie. They want to do a Poop Creek movie. And I think movie form would be great for that. For Poop Creek.
Oh, yes.
It would be. I don't want to know any more show because it's perfect the way that it is. Don't ruin it by running on a story, but a great movie that brings them all back to the town. Yes.
Oh, that would be great. And because Eugene Levy, her co-star in the show, said, you know what? I'm not interested in doing a series anymore. I'm kind of slow ramping into retirement. So if he had a set schedule to do Poop's Creek, I feel like he would be open to it.
Well, and if I'm throwing that out there, one more thing, too. Imelda Staunton, who played the queen in the newest Lex, that's the final season of the Crown. Not when the queen is younger. Just season.
Oh,
just want to make sure.
Oh, thanks. Yeah,
you're welcome. Imelda played the queen, and she's also in Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
She was, I love the British. She was being interviewed by BBC Radio, and the interviewer asked her about Downton Abbey, and she was, yes, we're going to make a third movie. It's going to be the final one. And then the BBC host went,
huh?
You just broke news. Are you going to get in trouble? She goes, probably, but I don't care. So she got it. She made the announcement, and like Universal hasn't even confirmed that this is happening. But Imelda's just like, yes, it's happening. We're doing a third and final movie.
Well, and she would know because was she in the second movie?
Yes.
And she's married to Mr. Carson in real life, Jim Carter.
Oh my gosh, the connections.
I just love it. She couldn't have cared less. She goes, yeah, we're doing it. She didn't even pause. Yes, we're doing it. It's gonna be the final one.
So, oh, fans rejoice, huh?
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Wow. Another Eugene Levy little offshoot. He is going to be in Only Murders in the Building season 4.
That's right.
So, yeah, he's keeping busy.
Yes. Wow. Coming up tomorrow, TV Taste Test, Kristen Wiig, Carol Burnett, Ricky Martin, and Palm Royale.
Oh, you don't want to do that next?
No, let's save it for tomorrow.
Okay, I'm going to check it out, too, I think.
Because we have Tokyo Police Chief and John Cicada Apocalypse. Yeah.
Brutal.
So, but yeah, 3 episodes. My talkers, if you want some homework, so this is perfect. Palm Royale on Apple TV Plus. That's your homework. Watch it. We'll discuss. Coffee Talk. We'll discuss tomorrow. When we come back, a John Cicada Apocalypse and Tokyo's new police chief. Next. It's Jace for MSP, the number one airport on list after list after list. I'm going to tell you about all the things you may not know that's at MSP and a reason you should get there early, and you should anyway because it's spring break season. Number one, have you tried Soul Food in Terminal 1 in the main mall? So that chicken sandwich is to die for. T-Rex Cookies, also in Terminal 1, right at the beginning of Concourse C. We love Tina at T-Rex. Joe and Juice is a legendary coffee and juice joint all over the country. And now we have one in Concourse C. Local shopping is great at MSP. Wild and Sweet and Legends of the North, 2 great, great Minnesota retailers. And don't forget the Duty Free Store. You can shop there. People don't know this. Except for alcohol and cigarettes, you can shop at the Duty Free Store. It's a little tip from your old friend Jason. From ticketing to takeoff, MSP is the best. Well, I think the sun is coming down on the earth if John Cicada has anything to do with it. Welcome back, Jason. Why did I say my name? Jason.
Jason
and Alexis in the morning. There's an Cicada Apocalypse coming, Lex.
Yeah, Cicada Apocalypse. Yeah, it's coming, guys. You know cicadas, those flying insects. You know, did you know that they can spend 1 to 9 or more years as underground nymphs? And then they emerge from the ground? Because that's what's happening.
The same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Oh, well, this year's a rarity because billions of cicadas are coming. And on top of that, we have a rare double brood.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we've got brood 13 and 14. They're set to emerge during the same spring, this spring, for the first time in 221 years. What does that mean?
What does that mean, Lex?
So just weeks after April 8th, which is going to be a total solar eclipse, the 2 broods of cicadas will emerge from the ground, billions of them, and will begin to cover parts of the United States. Now, brood 13 is a group of 17-year-old periodical cicadas.
Brood 13 sounds like a cologne that teenagers wear.
Oh, it sure does, right? It's like the beginning.
It's like the designer imposters of Acqua di Gio.
Yeah. Right! And then brood 14 is a group of 13-year-old periodical cicadas. And this is the first time that these two will be above ground at the same time.
Oh, they're ugly.
Holly, they really are, and they're loud.
Holly, they're periodical cicadas. Other times, they're other bugs. Yeah. They're just periodical. Yeah, yeah.
Not every year they come above ground, you know? They go back down and become an underground nymph.
Well, the exciting news for us, yeah.
Underground nymph is also a great name for a band.
Yeah,
or a sex club.
Oh, yes. Righto.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm looking at the map of periodic cicada broods.
Yes.
And you know what? Luckily for us, Jason and Alexis, is that they don't really make it to Minnesota.
They don't.
They make it to southern Wisconsin, so watch out, Milwaukee.
Oh, no.
Well, we're lucky up here. But I'm just saying, if you're visiting other places, beware, because many are calling this double emergence a cicada apocalypse.
Do we need something else to worry about?
Probably not, but it's mostly southern states.
Oh, we don't care then.
Along the East Coast. Let's see, Iowa. Yeah. What's below Iowa?
That's Missouri.
Missouri. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're everywhere over Missouri, Illinois.
Yeah.
Lots of red dots.
Mm-hmm. Take Missouri. Leave Illinois, please.
And watch out, New York City. They're coming for you.
Oh, righto.
You can take Arkansas, cicadas, if you're listening. Go ahead and take Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Or Mississippi. You have your choice. Take one of those. It's fine. Leave Georgia. Leave the Carolinas. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so that's happening.
Well, thanks, Lex. That was
maybe we need to send Tokyo's new police chief over.
Wow.
Oh.
Do they have a new, is it Sam Waterston? He's retired now from Law and Order. Is that
he
who
might
it
be
is?
Interested.
He's available now.
Oh, this is Tokyo's new police chief.
Arthur?
No! It's Godzilla!
Wait, what?
Godzilla's got a new gig. You thought Godzilla was busy this year? Look, he just won an Academy Award.
Yeah.
For Godzilla Minus One. There's a new Godzilla movie that's coming out at the end of the month. It's called Godzilla and Kong, The New Empire.
Oh, nice.
Starring Millie Bobby Brown, among others. But no, he had enough time to become Tokyo police chief for a day.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
It was all in the name of traffic safety. You know, Godzilla is stomping left and right over the city of Tokyo and other parts of Japan, but he wants to make sure that you're looking both ways before you cross the street.
Yeah.
So the Tokyo police hired Godzilla and presented him with a sash. And then he marched on the streets with other police officers by his side. And Godzilla's message to the city is one of road safety. Here he goes. Yeah.
How big is that sash?
Godzilla sized.
That's a great question.
How many yards of fabric or meters?
Mm-hmm.
That could help Joanne Fabric like stay in business if they buy all the fabric for Godzilla.
Right.
What I'm here to tell you, though, Alexis, is that Godzilla made himself tiny for his police duties.
Oh, okay.
He is now the size of just over an average human.
Oh, so it's an average size sash.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's not a giant size. It's not Mothra sized.
I was just, damn it, Holly. I was just going to ask. enough about Godzilla. What has the good people of Tokyo found for Mothra to do?
I know.
What is she doing? Is she doing parks at park recreational stuff, or what is she doing for the city?
Yeah, well, she's going to be managing the train system. Yeah, she'll be serving light snacks.
Nice.
When you're riding on the Shinkansen.
It's very important.
The bullet train. Yeah.
Mothra snack boxes.
Yeah, that's right.
Corn nuts.
I love Mothra.
Upon request, Alexis.
Okay. Yeah. Ranch, please.
Mothra is my favorite Godzilla character. I love the name. I just love that it's a giant moth.
Yeah.
I love everything about it.
Mm-hmm. So when you're in Tokyo and you're trying to cross the street, look, they've got that crossing at Shinjuku Station with like 8 different crossways. And Godzilla's just like, you know what? Mind the gap. Look both ways. And if you see Mothra, attack and eat.
Yeah. Yes.
Safety first, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Safety first. Only you can prevent forest fires. That's going to do it for us. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, don't forget, go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next, and we'll talk tomorrow for Friday. Woo woo. Bye for now.